Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I am delighted to be joined by Lisa Davis, Vice President of the Data Center Group and General Manager of IT Transformation for Enterprise and Government at Intel. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks, Allison. Happy to be able to chat with you today.
So, Lisa, this is your first time on the program, so let's just spend a little time introducing yourself, your role at Intel, and your background in terms of IT.
I will actually be at Intel 3 years this June. I started my career at Intel on the IT side, and in fact, I've spent really 30 years, my entire career in enterprise IT. Working my way up, you know, my staff used to tell me, how'd you know how to ask me that question? And I used to say, because I've done that job. And a three-time CIO in enterprise IT, came into Intel on the IT side to run our supply chain organization and also our enterprise applications such as HR and finance and corporate services, and then had the opportunity to step into this role in Data Center Group, which is such a great fit because in this role, I get to leverage my experience as an enterprise CIO to really understand from an IT transformation standpoint, what does success look like? How do you build a strategy to do that? And from an Intel perspective, how our technology and capabilities can really position your company or business and differentiate what you do in today's marketplace.
The role of the CIO seems to be changing so dramatically. What's on the top of their minds, and what do you see in terms of the use of technology to drive business forward?
The role of the CIO, frankly, continues to be the core and the center of every business, because technology today is at the core of every business. And without that technology differentiation, it's going to be very difficult for your business to succeed in today's market. So the role of the CIO is to be at the center of that. You wear multiple hats within the organization. Many times CIOs will have a role of being service provider. You can no longer be a service provider because you really need to understand what the business needs and your business partners are to be able to move the business forward, to give them the agility they need, the speed they need to make decisions, and the most value from data that sit in an IT systems and data center to really move the business forward. You have to move to being really a business partner and a critical strategic partner with the business in today's market and economy.
What does this mean in terms of changes to the infrastructure that they're utilizing and the way that they're approaching infrastructure?
So IT transformation is really about business transformation, and your technology needs to fuel and enable your business. Moving from a legacy infrastructure to current technology, like our Xeon Scalable platform that we launched this past July, is a perfect example of where new technology today will not only drive better performance and capability, it will give you more agility, and frankly, it will also lower your TCO, your total cost of ownership. And other areas such as cybersecurity, as we all know, are foundational in our transformation efforts and in managing data centers. The cybersecurity technology capabilities continue to improve in our latest platforms and feature sets as well that we want to take advantage of.
It's interesting that you mentioned cybersecurity. I recently saw you speak and you outlined 5 principles of IT transformation, which I thought was really interesting. Can you talk a little bit about those principles and how the Intel team arrived at them?
And when we put together the key principles of IT transformation, we wanted to really provide a holistic view of what you should consider end-to-end as you're building a transformation strategy with the business. So your hyper cloud analytics network, storage strategy and architecture, and then security approach. We don't transform IT for IT's sake. We do transformation of IT, and we do data center transformation to really facilitate and enable the business to move faster. If we think holistically about IT transformation, the first thing that we have to think about is cloud. How do I take my legacy infrastructure and really optimize into a cloud infrastructure to drive those benefits of performance and agility and speed and cyber and lower my TCO? Because those of us that have ran and been CIOs know that cost reduction, really being able to be efficient in how we're managing our data center and our costs, is a key role and is a key priority no matter what organization you're in. So your hybrid cloud strategy is a key part of that IT transformation. The other parts that need to be considered is around your storage infrastructure, because we know with the influx of data that we're getting into our data center and the exponential growth of data, how to make sense of that data. Our storage and memory capabilities and the foundation of our network need to be core considerations and foundations as I build my cloud infrastructure. So thinking about your virtualized network, thinking about your storage strategy and architecture to make sure, I like to use the term kind of future-proof it. What are the requirements around your data and the data strategy within your company? And how do I build a storage architecture that positions the company to leverage that data? As you build another component of the transformation, this analytics and data strategy, understanding where your data is, what data comes out of what systems? What is the data needed that the business requires to make better decisions? And then the last one, kind of tying back to what I talked about, is this multi-layered security approach. You know, I've always thought about cyber, frankly, growing up in the Department of Defense, as we consider cyber as a really security defense in depth architecture from your perimeter down to your router. How do I layer in those controls? How do I leverage new technologies within our Skylake platform to provide an additional layer of defense as I'm protecting my data and the IP within my companies and organizations?
I wanted to get your view of where you think the state of the enterprise is in terms of thinking about cloud and how this disruptive technology is evolving in terms of support of the myriad workloads that need to fuel the business.
I think enterprise CIOs, there's finally more clarity and understanding of what this cloud is. Cloud is a delivery method of supporting my data center. And the cloud provides a more optimized architecture in how I manage the workloads and my key applications within my data center. And at the core of cloud, we should think of, really I tried to simplify it in, one, understanding what are the workloads running in my data center, and then making a decision of the right workloads in the right place. And we spend a lot of time at Intel in helping our partners and customers, our enterprise customers, really understanding what is the right place for those workloads running in your data center. We know, for an example, that many types of workloads such as CRM, email, dev test, these type of workloads very much are suited to running in a public cloud. We also know that workloads, mission critical workloads, core IP, data sovereignty issues, a lot of modeling and simulation, analytics and AI workloads are better suited on-prem. And at the end of the day, that workload placement is really determined by your business requirements. So not everyone's going to be created the same. We've also learned a lot as we've been in this kind of cloud first mentality of cloud first. Doesn't mean just public cloud, but it's hybrid cloud. And there's finally a maturity of understanding that most of us that run medium and large enterprises have hybrid IT. We have a hybrid data center today. I have legacy applications, I got mission applications, but then I have SaaS applications. And I have things running probably in a public cloud today. So as I want to modernize my data center, that migration from legacy infrastructure to an optimized private infrastructure is a key learning. And what's happening in the ecosystem today with all of our partners, whether it's Microsoft or VMware and core enterprise applications that run in your data center today, there is a hybrid offering. And that choice allows me to put that workload in the right place that ultimately meets and serves my business in the most economic and efficient and, frankly, protective way in terms of what's core to my mission and company in terms of IP and data.
I know that if my interest has piqued this much, I'm sure that our audience is interested in following along on the conversation as well. Where would you suggest that they go for more information about what your team and the rest of Intel are doing in this space and engaging in conversations around IT transformation?
You can certainly always go to intel.com/cloud. My Twitter handle is @LisaM_Davis. And then you can get me at Lisa Davis, certainly on LinkedIn as well.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.